Okay, so do we have an agenda? Are we just gonna free roll this, or we got a
free
plan?
Associate.
Or free associate. Like that sounds scary. Freestyle is, I think, what I was going for with that free that couldn't quite land, but freestyles.
Now I'm imagining David on stage, like with Rabbit in 8 Mile, rapping super awkwardly.
That's what I thought this was. Is that not what this is?
Did you see some of the rapping that happened at the karaoke? I mean,
yeah, but if you were putting yourself in the same category as
D-Rob
rapping,
represented
then you should
David's
not.
Everywhere.
Yeah. No.
I get some credit because I have the same name as him.
Zero.
He proved that white Davids can rap, which was greatly in question before that moment.
That he can rap.
Correct.
No, he proved that some white Davids can rap.
This is the Stack Exchange Podcast, episode 69, recorded Tuesday, November 10th, 2015, at Stack Exchange headquarters in New York City, New York, where 8 million people enjoy the benefits of democracy and 7 professional sports teams and the Mets. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Lake Erie Soda Water Company. Our dream is to carbonate all of Lake Erie and pipe the seltzer water directly into the homes and businesses in New York City. On today's podcast, the usual crew, First Deputy of Community and so forth, Jay Hanlon.
Good morning, afternoon.
Lord High King of Nerds, David Fullerton.
I like that.
And remote desktop producer, Abby.
Greetings.
Also local desktop producer, Alex.
Hello.
I'm your host, Joel Spolsky. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you.
It's Hi. Been about 9 months since our last podcast. That's about the normal gestation period.
Yeah. Been a lot of gestating.
Do you want to tell us something, Joel?
I don't know if we can talk about gestating on the air.
Okay.
Well, we're off to a good start.
Our beer delivery appears to be
coming
in.
Oh, good. Our beer is here, finally.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Everything's about to get more fun and less coherent, people.
Have we been doing any work here at Stack? Do we have anything to report? Any new
We had a meetup or something.
What's changing? Is anything changing?
We have a meetup. We had everybody, flew everybody out to talk about stuff.
So we're changing everything. Let's talk about that.
Oh, I remember that.
I don't really think we're changing everything, Jay. I'm demoting you.
We're not really changing everything.
Now you're second deputy.
So last time we were all together, we talked about documentation, right, with our friend Monty, Kevin Montrose.
Is that right?
We did, yeah.
Is that episode been broadcast yet?
That episode has been broadcast. Okay. Way to take an interest in your own podcast, Joel. I'd encourage you to
it's
subscribe.
Because I usually do subscribe. It takes us so long to edit them and get them out that when I listen to them, I'm always surprised by what happened in the previous pod. I'm like, that was good. That was funny. I'm laughing at my own jokes.
I do enjoy hearing my own voice. And I mean by that.
Yeah.
I feel like we knew that.
So if you...
Oh, can we make a song out of that? Can we make a rap
song? If you podcast listeners are like
Jay
Joel Spolsky,
I enjoy hearing my own voice.
And are not aware of how to subscribe to our podcast, please go to iTunes or your local podcast app. I recommend Overcast by our old
friend. That's what I use.
Marco Arment. It is. I think he made it free, but it was totally worth the money.
I think he paid for it.
I think the new version. I think he made it free.
You used to have to buy the app. Now it's free, but you can support it monthly if you want.
It's like a voluntary.
Wow.
Because
he's
like super, you know, user friendly and kind of rich probably. So, you know, anyway, so you can subscribe and so can Joel. So we talked about documentation and bring
documentation
flow,
is now in private beta,
which is
and will soon be in public beta and will soon be shipping.
Yes.
Okay. That's
soon.
Documentation.
There's still time to sign up, though, for the beta. If it isn't, it won't be in public beta by the time this goes out.
David, if somebody wants
beta.
To sign up for the
We will put a link in the show notes.
There
to
will be a link in
the
show notes. Anyway, you're all driving, so don't be signing up now.
They have a
it's
massive
a
sign-up
it's like
list.
Radio.
I think Siri can sign you up.
Okay, excellent. Shall we talk about unification, integration?
So the other main thing, so go for it. In addition to documentation.
We're working on integration. That's a big project. What is integration, unification? What are we unifying?
I thought you were going to tell us.
Yeah, I got excited. I was like, this is going to be the way we're all going to say it from now on. Joel's going to perfectly describe it.
Okay. So when we started Stack Overflow, we had this idea of making a Q&A site for all the world's developers where they could get jobs. And somehow the where they could get jobs part was lost on my co-founder, Coding Hard, Jeff, quote, Atwood, who...
end quote? Was there an end quote in there?
Built a site where they could ask questions and get answers, but could not get jobs. And later, we added this thing called careers.stackoverflow.com where you could get jobs. It sort of came a little bit later. And it was a separate site with a separate account. You had to apply for an account, and it was separate. And there's sort of this
Actually, originally, you had to pay for an account.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
We did It was $99.
As a side special, note, I like how you framed it
price,
up like
$19.
Like Jeff kind of like, it wasn't like maybe he shipped the Q&A part first. It was more like he seems to have forgotten the careers thing. Like, I don't know if he didn't write it down or it seems more like you shipped one major feature and then the second one wound up on another site.
I'm kind of metaphorically throwing him under the bus here. So
I'm glad you're not literally throwing him under the bus.
I'm figuratively.
And that wouldn't be good.
Figuratively throwing him under the bus. Well, he's not here. So we got to blame someone. Jeff, you're amazing. You're wonderful. I love you.
Oh, look, for
and
a long
fact,
time, we sort of
ultimately,
had
you did deliver to Stack Overflow Careers.
We sort of
so
had this
not,
attitude
complain.
Of everything new that we built was going to be its own separate site and its own separate thing and have its own account.
It's the SQL database mentality of like, that should be its own database.
Well, I think there part of it seemed to be like it may have just been an easier approach to it. But I think also, like to David's point, there was a philosophy back then that was very much part of what made Stack Overflow successful was narrowing and focusing. And I think it was easy to go like, let's not put anything nearby. But in practice, it may have been farther away than was necessary or convenient.
Okay, well, so tell us what integration means.
Yeah, what are we doing now?
Well, so the idea right now is if you want to apply for a job on Stack Overflow, you got to get a careers profile. Well, not any job, but in general, if you want to go through the whole, I would like to get a job through Stack Overflow, you got to go to careers.stackoverflow.com. We do have some job listings on the homepage. There's like links you can click through. And you need a sort of separate account if you want employers to find you and contact you. You need this other account. It's also, it's linked, but barely. So unification is just eliminating that possibility. And the shortest way of describing it is from now on, as time goes on, we're going to start to move all that career stuff right into Stack Overflow, where it will just be a part of your regular Stack Overflow day-to-day experience, which you can ignore if you're not looking for a job. But if you are looking for a job, it's there. So your profile on Stack Overflow will become your profile with which you apply for a job, which means that we're going to add stuff to your profile where you can put your work experience and your favorite blog post that you wrote and any parades you participated in today. All that stuff can be in one organized place on Stack Overflow. We can show off how you're an awesome developer, both to people that might hire you and to the people that you're talking to on Stack Overflow.
You don't have to keep fishing, Joel. I'll ask, what parades did you participate in today?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. None really.
Oh, that was like the most, this is the most disappointing moment I've had in a podcast so
it's
far.
Too rainy out for a parade.
Yeah, first of all, it's raining.
You guys are full of parade excuses. That's not about parade solutions. And I think one other thing I think is as expanding into documentation. So like one of the interesting questions that somebody asked was like, oh, what are you going to name that website on one of the documentation posts?
Yeah.
Which kind of reinforced this notion of we have a habit of like creating all these separate places.
And then naming them things. Like Area 51, Area 52.
Yeah. And I sort of think I'm super lazy. So Amazon is my metaphor for everything because I buy all my stuff there and I want them to give me free stuff. So
okay.
I keep talking about
Go
them.
For it. And they're all called Amazon.
Well, the thing is like, imagine Amazon basically set out to do one thing and do it well. And that was to sell books. And it wasn't because they were book enthusiasts necessarily, it was because books had ISBN codes and were super standard, and it was an easy thing for them to do, I think, well online. But when they expanded, right, when they added DVDs, like Bezos wasn't like, all right, let's start the DVD website. We're going to put it over here. It's going to be just as good. We're going to get people
tabs.
To sign up. Well, right, which makes more sense in that
it was CDs, I think, in those days.
You're totally right. It was books, then CDs, then DVDs,
VHS.
I think.
Yeah.
You get like you'd order a reel when Joel and I
people
were
people don't
first
know how
Amazon.
Old Amazon was. They had a candy cigarettes section.
Do you mean the hard kind where the fire was just painted on, or the awesome bubblegum kind with confectioner sugar you could blow out?
They had
it
was
if
a whole
you were actually
store.
Smoking.
It was a whole store.
That was by far that and Big League Chew were just wildly inappropriate.
That
for
was
children.
Like back when essentially like. Those were in the days when basically Philip Morris ran our school system. Like, it was just a very different structure than today.
Ah, the 90s.
For you kids, Philip Morris doesn't exist anymore because they made cancer. There's a different company, unrelated, called Altria that builds fluffy clouds and you should love and feel safe around and not feel like is bad for you. But I think that as we think about sort of the careers thing is today, so some people use both, right? So we have lots and lots of users who are on careers looking for better jobs, finding them in many cases, not all, but most. And who also use Stack Overflow. And today, they have to go from site to site. They have to sign up a second time. They have to do a thing that then pulls in and kind of associates their account. And they both have sort of this, there's this login nuisance, and everything's in a different place. They have to go kind of separately to navigate it. And what became clearer to us over time, one is that's super annoying.
Yeah.
And not useful to people who use both.
Right.
And also, there's not enough awareness of the careers product. And so part of what we also want to do is make sure that if you want to just keep using Q&A and you love your job and you never want to change your job, that's okay. That's fine. But for people who...
No, not really. I think everybody should change their job at least once.
Why do you keep saying that?
To show their support.
Super uncomfortable when you keep suggesting everyone should consider new jobs. It feels very directed and not very nice.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, the programmers that I know that have jobs, first of all, a surprising number of them would actually consider another job. We just did a thing, didn't we? Can we quote these statistics? We just did a thing where we asked people who were signing up for Stack Overflow. We asked people as they were signing up for Stack Overflow, hey, by the way, if you're willing to answer this question, are you not interested in a new job, willing to consider a new job, or actually kind of looking for a job right now?
Was that the exact wording?
So Joel did not write the copy, or read it recently, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the basic, the rough bucketing, and a lot of work went into thinking about how to ask this question properly.
Sure.
But basically the question was, are you actively looking for a new job, not looking right now, but interested in hearing about opportunities, or not interested in jobs right now?
That's what I just said.
That is not quite
That's exactly what I said.
Yours had like dancing in parades while considering jobs.
Just
in
read
it.
The numbers, Jay.
An airline metaphor of some sort.
Request that our listeners write in and complain about Jay Hanlon. Dismissal of my
and send your
representation of that survey
to the real Joel Spolsky at fogstacklo.com. That's his actual email address that he uses to correspond with his family. So just be polite. So anyway, Joel, yes, you're correct that when people signed up, we basically, and just to be clear, what the question does is, and it tells you this, you know what you're getting into, is it basically, if you're interested in job opportunities, it invites you to join careers today because it is in this other place, which we're fixing.
Okay. What percentage of the people that are signing up for Stack Overflow were actually kind of interested in new jobs?
104%.
No, that doesn't add up.
No. So of those who answered, So like 30-some-odd percent skipped it. But of the people who answered, which was most people, of those who answered, 23% we're actively looking for new jobs. Almost a quarter of developers. Actively looking right now.
Yeah.
And remember, these are not careers signups. These are like
people
random
are just signing up for Stack Overflow at random.
23% of the average new developer sign up on Stack Overflow are looking for new jobs.
Yeah.
38% are interested in job opportunities. They're not actively looking, but they'd like to hear about
possible
Facebook matches.
Call it married, but interested in having an affair, whatever. Yeah,
that's a different site. Not doing so well, that site these days. No, now Facebook calls it, I don't know, they call that a hug or a, everyone's changing their hugs and loves and hearts. And
do they still have poke? That's the thing?
They do.
You see Twitter made it all hearts? You have to put a heart next to like your...
instead of the star?
Oh, it's really stressing me out. Like,
you know, until now, we were the only media outlet that had avoided discussing the heart on Twitter.
Damn it!
We're changing our favorite stars to hearts. You saw that.
I heard we're making upvotes hearts and like downvotes like a punch, like a fist that comes at you. It's like, and there's little movement lines.
That would actually be more accurate.
It's that little crying baby shaking his fist.
But so, Joel, to answer your actual question, if you put those two together, 61% of the respondents, 61% of Stack Overflow signups
are kind of, you know, might be careers people.
Are interested in getting a careers invite and are at least open to hearing about possible matches.
Yeah.
Which so essentially, is a stunning percent.
Yeah, let's just go with 100. People
104.
Well, of all the developers, I mean, I know a lot of developers. I meet developers all the time.
If we get it. Some of your best friends are developers. We understand.
That's right. I actually
we know
went dancing with developers last Saturday night, and it was sort of fun.
Leave it alone.
I think that's probably not a lie, actually.
Most of them did not really apply for that many jobs or think about or consider that many jobs when they took their current job. And now every day they have to go and work in a place that they really hadn't put a whole lot of thought into when they took it. And so if we can get them a better job that will be more appropriate and more suited to what they like, what they enjoy, what they're into, then we can make the world a better place a little bit for developers.
Yeah. So,
oh boy, that was like a Jeff Atwood.
That sounded weird,
podcast.
But
like 4 second pause. Okay. And then,
next. No. So I think I'll play the part of the user. What the heck does this mean for me? So if I'm your average Stack Overflow user, why do I care about this?
Well, we're going to make you get a job, and we're going to make you get the job that we think is right for you. I may have misunderstood.
You're looking for a job, we're going to get you one. No, we were always going to do that. So the biggest change that you'll notice, I think, is that rather than having to keep a profile somewhere else, you'll just have a profile on Stack Overflow. And we actually think that that means that more people will do it because it's kind of less of a headache, not a separate process. It's just there. And if more people do it, then we'll have more developers looking for jobs, which means we'll have more employers searching for those developers, which means we'll get developers better jobs because we'll have more employers who are fishing in our pool because our pool will be bigger.
Well, I think obviously people that use both, it's an obvious win, right? It is just less annoyance. I think, again, what we're discovering as people sign up for Stack Overflow is I can assure you 61% of people signing up for Stack Overflow before were not signing up for careers.
No, and so it was a much smaller percentage.
A tiny, tiny percent. And in fact, just inviting those people, like a huge percent of these people are actually going on to sign up for careers, even though it is currently annoying and they have to go to another place and create an account. And I think what we're learning is there's a lot of
reasons.
They fill
out their whole resume there.
Right. They've got it right now. They've got to do a lot of things. So for all those users, I think, that knew about both and want to do both, it gets simpler. I think that what we're also seeing here is there's a huge percent of developers who are interested in finding better job opportunities and either aren't, for whatever reason, because they're not ready to actively do it. But also, I think a lot of the other experiences are more annoying in some ways. Like, I think one of the things that we think Couriers does a lot better is it's very developer-focused. And so there's a lot of the things like, you cannot get, like, there are no contingency recruiters coming to call you up and say, like, oh, I have an exciting new job opportunity at Made Up Corp.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of a fake listing. And there's a lot of things we think make it better. And what we're seeing is a lot of developers are actually interested in learning about opportunities if they can do it in a way that isn't awful.
Okay.
Or not before. And we think moving it closer will help expose them, which is good for them and good for our business, right? That's good for us too. But I think we want to match more people with jobs. And I think for people that don't want both, like, one of the things we had this sort of, I don't know, I had a little bit of like, we don't want to mix this thing with this other thing. And we realized, like, why? It's a tab, right? At some point,
Was there really anybody saying we don't want to mix this thing with that thing?
Well, I think we always, part of the trick is we just
approach. The only thing I vaguely remember is that we used to have a little careers link in the top, and then Jeff didn't want it to be there because we were running out of room. And he was like, there's no room. And so we made it so that it was only there if we were logged on. I don't think there's any sense of like, oh my God, you are corrupting or defiling. You are defiling Stack Overflow with your crass commercial, get me a job garbage.
But I think it's just the baseline thing, right? So what you get to is like, if you start with them separate, you're like, why are you going to stick them together? Like, what do you need to do that for?
Why would you
like,
ever start with them separate though?
That's I agree.
It's so weird.
If you started with nothing, it seems like if we sort of played it out, it would be easy, I would think, to land on the notion that it is generally easier to not click a tab if you don't want to. And I think what we're finding is an enormous percent of developers are actually, at least sometimes, meaningfully often, interested in job opportunities. And whether they want to browse sometimes or they want to ignore it, having them in one place makes sense. And I think also the broader picture, right? So as we get into new stuff, if you think about Q&A and jobs and then documentation, right, are essentially all features that are different ways that we think we can help developers sort of solve developer problems.
Learn. Level up.
Share their knowledge.
Be awesome. Share their knowledge.
Learn.
Get
so, yeah,
jobs.
So we've been talking about sort of what, you know, this is sort of
what do you want to be when you grow up?
Buzzwordy. What do you want to be? We've been talking a lot about this, trying to figure out. So we don't want to be all things, right? So it's not just like anything for developers. It's
speak
not,
for yourself,
it's not programming
David.
On a boat, and it's not, you know, we make designer
boat.
Shoes.
A boat. I'd forgotten that.
Designer shoes for programmers. What are we really about? Joel just wants to talk about programming on a boat.
When you said we refuse to make better shoes for programmers, I'm pretty sure Kazra quit. And that makes me sad. I wish you
hadn't said that. There are places that are really good at shoes. Kazra knows all of them. We're trying to make a place where developers can learn from each other and share their knowledge and basically improve themselves.
Improve their lives.
Make themselves better. And that's why, like,
make yourself better.
Documentation feels like a really natural fit to go alongside Q&A because it is just another way that developers can, like, make a better thing for themselves.
Learn things, share their knowledge, make the world better, make themselves better. All kinds of making of better. It's just, it's all very wholesome.
This is why Joel does not write the branding documentation. We had any. It would not be written by you, sir.
And then significantly, we want that to be kind of one community. So we don't want to create a second site that you have to go sign up for to participate in documentation. It's just a thing that developers do. Developers who are interested in, you know, in sharing their knowledge do. They create docs, they edit the docs if they see that they're out of date, they answer a question if they see one. And this stuff is sort of incidentally filling out this developer profile that employers will, if they say they're interested, if the developer says they're interested, the employers will be able to see and say, hey, I'd like to hire that person. So it all kind of fits together.
It's all related. It's all leveling up developers.
Tight unit. And
can we get, maybe can we have a feature where you can get a selfie with a famous programmer?
Do we tell them no now? I forget what we decided. Do we say no to these things live or after? We tell them we'll think about it.
Usually we say, that's a great idea, and then see if he brings it up again.
Okay.
If you'd like a selfie with Joel Spolsky, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
No, not me. I'm not really. I'm thinking like Eric Raymond.
Oh, no. The answer to your question is no.
Okay.
Joel Spolsky?
I think one thing, too, that we've been using as a little bit of a guidepost is we're mostly interested in doing things where we think the developer need is underserved, right? So, you know, part of the Stack Overflow thing is we kind of loved having an enemy, right, back in the day.
I would like to, because this is not a video production, I would like to point out the producer, Alex, just went out, got a little package of seaweed, and is now eating delicious seaweed snacks on camera.
I am. Off camera. There's no camera.
First of all, you could have the beef jerky, but you can't have these because these are crunchy and we're making a podcast.
Yeah, you really picked like the loudest thing to eat on a podcast.
They also left oil all over the table here.
But that's your response.
Also, separately, thanks to Jay's inspiration, I may have just purchased FogstackLO.com.
What should I do with Linky Dink? I still have that from the last podcast.
Oh my god, we need to block the whole company from being able to go to any sites where you can purchase.
Wait,
URLs.
Was that the .in? LinkyDink.in.
That's right.
.in.
LinkyDink.
It's not real if you don't have the .com.
Oh boy. Yeah.
So what are we actually working on here? Tell us, Jay.
So we talked about documentation. So one of the things we are working to do super quickly, as we talked about a little bit on Meta by the time you're listening to this, is really try and get that jobs experience over as quickly as we can. Try and kind of integrate those. So we joke about the unification integration, but basically to try to take that annoyance away relatively quickly while we are building out these other features. So documentation, we expect to be rolling out. Team pages, another thing we've talked about a bit on Meta that we think sort of is a logical bridge to this whole thing, in that in the past we had company pages, right, where companies, and we try to help companies, we really strongly encourage companies to think about better how to present to developers what things they're interested in, how to think about working there, you know, things like the Joel test, we're a little biased on that one, but we like to kind of show off, like, what do you offer for developers to learn? Who do you work with? And that was something on company pages where you could kind of show off the actual developers.
Super valuable.
Which we know is one of the things developers are most interested in.
This is true. I mean, if you had a choice between looking at the Stack Overflow profiles of 7 people that will be on your programming team that you're joining, or a picture that the HR/recruiting department put up showing the volleyball courts and the dentist truck that they bring every month so that you can get fillings done right at work. Which of those two pages?
Why don't we have that yet?
I don't know. I saw that on Google once, those two things. They're, I think, possibly on the same page.
I think fillings are over. They've solved tooth decay.
Well, whatever. I mean, the point is that there was a dentist, you know, that they bring you a dentist.
Traveling
as opposed
dentist.
To having to go to the dentist. And that was a benefit. That's why you want to work here. And I think I'd much rather see who I'm going to be working with, right?
Yeah, for a lot of developers, I think a huge, you know, everyone's got different needs, but a huge thing they're looking for is who they're working with and what are they going to build, right? What do they actually work on? And I think one of the things we are hoping with team pages is we'll continue to encourage companies to sort of try and present that where they have to be the ones doing it. But one of the things we think people are much more interested in will just frankly work much better is at the end of the day, the person who runs your page on our site or any other site on the people team or your HR team is probably not nearly as equipped as any one of your developers. to write about or talk about sort of what it's like to work there. And so team pages, we're currently testing mostly now lets you kind of represent what team you're on, link up with your teammates. But ultimately, I think the hope is that it'll be a place where the actual developers on the team can talk about what they're building, sort of what their process is, what they've done, maybe someday more interactive stuff, like ask them a question and things, but mostly give them a place to self-represent what it's like to work there, which we think is actually what most developers really want to understand better.
Jay, let me just play devil's advocate here for a moment.
Not what you would always
do. I don't bother saying that.
I like that setup better than when you just shout wrong at me. That was kind
Why are you guys making all these new things? Why don't you go back to fixing all the stuff that I told you to fix that's broken about Q&A that I've been telling you here on Meta for the last 6 years about how you need to do this and you need to do that? Aren't there like core basic? For example, we get duplicate questions all the time.
We do? Have you seen any? Is that true?
Don't do that. Show me an example. trick from Meta.
You could link to a specific one. It'd be much, much more helpful. But yeah, I think one of the things that I guess is worth saying out loud, I hope this is obvious, but we should say it, is this is not about any shift in our focus on Q&A or our love for Q&A. Q&A is the thing that I think we are confident we are the best in the world at. And that's not a brag, right? That's what our community's built. That's what our community has sort of really used to teach a whole new generation of programmers in a different way. Like, it sounds cheesy to say that out loud, but I think that's a fact. And so we're super, super committed, I think, to Q&A remains our killer feature, essentially. Jobs is a great example where I'd say, like, our jobs product is dramatically and meaningfully better, I think, today than other jobs products for developers.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff in the pipeline, I think, coming that's going to make it even more awesome that we're kind of excited to talk about once we nail down the specifics. But right now, our jobs product, what I'd say, is a lot better than everything else out there. That's not as great of a brag, in my opinion, as how great I think our Q&A product is.
Our Q&A product is not as much as is some... Wait. Our careers product is not as much better as the other careers products as our Q&A product is than the other Q&A products.
Our careers product for like confusing. A developer, it's like they had like for careers, they had like a black and white TV.
Yeah.
And we gave them like a kind of like a pretty early stage plasma TV kind of thing. Like that's our careers product is the plasma TV.
Yeah, maybe it's just like black and white.
Q&A, we've built like this, you know, 8K future TV you've never heard of and it's like on your eyeballs. And we replaced a rock. essentially.
Right.
Like, and the rock was kind of broken and ugly. It wasn't like one color. It had dirt on it and like maybe like some slimy, yucky stuff.
Yeah. And it said, how is Babby formed?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And so anyway, I think the thing I would, you know, I'm going to use Amazon. I'm just keep using Amazon. Is no one's like, are they going to stop selling books? Like, of course they're not. Of course they're not.
Yeah.
And I think the key thing with Q&A that we should remember is it's the thing that we know our community needs and where we serve them every day. And so like, it can't be like, yeah, maybe we'll move away from that someday. We know that won't work because we know it's kind of part of the value we're offering.
Coming up.
And I think I guess to your point, it's a good question because what you're going to see, anything we do, every single thing we do that looks big on Q&A, someone's like, this is ridiculous waste of time because I would like you to blank. And blank is the thing that, you know, any given user thinks is important. And I don't want to poo-poo any of those things. They are all something somebody needs.
So to answer the question, it's really like a why not both kind of thing, right? Like, we want to keep improving Q&A. We are going to keep improving Q&A. People are still going to keep working on Q&A. However, we want to take some bigger bets and try to find new things that we can do for the world of developers, what we did with Q&A. I mean, we see this all the time with like the 10 million posts. Every time we ask people for their stories, the number of stories that we get and that we hear that we know are happening of people who are like, oh my gosh, I can just barely remember the days before Stack Overflow and they were horrible.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of exaggeration there, but I think that it's
no, most
it's
of those
mostly
people
true.
From before have retired.
And
they couldn't keep
so
up.
We
and
don't
people
want,
only last about 2.5 years in this field anyway.
We don't want to lose that. We're going average. To keep, you're going to keep maintaining and working on Q&A and making it better, but we want in 5 years, what's the next thing they're going to be saying that about? They're going to be saying, oh my gosh, remember before when we had to go and apply to jobs and it was terrible and you never knew when you were going to hear back from the recruiter and these spammy people would call you all the time?
Yeah.
We want people
and
to tell
it would
that.
Turn out that the job only pays
we want
half
people
as
to
much
say,
as you thought.
To
it
tell that could. Same story. We want that to be like, we want to fix that part of the world that still sucks for developers. And then the same thing with docs. And then, you know, we'll see what's after that. And, you know, some of these will work and some of them won't, but we want to be taking those bets.
What won't? Which ones won't work? We should stop doing those. It's
you can never tell. There's always something that doesn't work and you never know in advance and you have to try all kinds of things. It turns out that a Windows-based content management system for the desktop, not such a good idea of mine.
My understanding is it has one very loyal customer still
you
subscribing.
You were so close to inventing
Blogger
or WordPress, though. That's the tragic part.
But that,
you just chose the wrong fork in the road.
Uh-huh.
But this all grew out of that. I mean, they're like, right, the city desk led to fog bugs. And anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if CityDesk had been that successful, maybe you never would have invented Stack Overflow because you would have just been rolling in piles of
CityDesk money.
Piles of CityDesk money.
Right, and you all would still be using Experts Exchange.
Yeah, that's right. So really, it's a good thing that CityDesk
I can't wait. In 10 years, developers are going to be like, do you remember when developers used to get around in Ubers? That was ridiculous. A ridiculous way to be transported
before
Stack
Overflow
Uber. Cars were
literally, fine. The last thing I did before I sat down to do this podcast was correct an answer that I had written in 2011, in which somebody on Travel Stack Exchange had asked whether they need to rent a car in Los Angeles or if they can just take mass transit. And I said, no, there's no mass transit. Just rent the car. And it occurred to me that in the last 4 years, Uber and Lyft have developed in Los Angeles. They're pretty cheap, and it's actually possible to get around in Ubers and Lyft if you don't have a car, which was just not really an option, you know, to take taxis or whatever in the days before the Uber and Lyft. It's kind of expensive, depending on how far you're going. But anyway, so I literally had to go find an answer that I had written 4 years ago and correct it.
The correct answer, of course, the actual correct answer is do not go to Los Angeles because it is a terrible place to be.
Hey.
Oh, sorry, Alex. You're right here. This is sort of uncomfortable.
Says the guy from Staten Island.
Wow.
Oh, low blow. Low blow.
That was super uncool.
Wow.
Between the Los Angeles thing and the Staten Island thing, we're now down to 4 listeners.
Please
come back. We didn't mean it.
So let's
I love Los Angeles, Hollywood.
So one of the things that we're talking about, teams, just went into private beta. It'll be a little bit into private beta by the time this podcast comes out. We're already seeing people joining these things. It's pretty exciting just being able to watch these things get created. There's a bunch of companies that have joined. There's this Polish company, NetGuru, which has gotten their entire team to sign up and join their team page so that they can lead the team page leaderboard.
You mean from Poland? Okay.
What do you what?
Is that the wrong?
You said Polish company. You meant like a company from Poland.
From Poland as opposed to.
Is that the wrong adjective?
I don't know.
When I say an American company, does that usually mean a company headquartered in America?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, in fact, there's actually nothing offensive about saying Polish.
The only one who implied there was you.
I didn't. I'm sitting here telling you.
What just happened?
I looked up Polish company, and it's mostly women touching their nails. I'm super confused. I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah. It's nail polish.
Come on. Okay, so part of what we're trying to figure out in the team's beta is sort of what do people want to do with these things, right? So there's a lot of ones in there that are companies, and that's good, because that's what we expect the majority of it to be, is actual companies. And then there's some open source communities, which is great too. That's what we also were hoping for. Because to be clear, so we talked a little bit about sort of the integration and the unification aspect of it being sort of a place to find out what it's like to work at a company. But the idea is that this is sort of, we're like leveling up what company pages were. So company pages, as they exist on careers, is the thing on careers right now, they're pretty nice, actually. You can go, and if you're thinking about working at a company, you can find out, you know, kind of what they do and what's their tech stack and things like that. And then there's this sort of semi-abandoned section, which is like, who will you work with, which never really got filled out because it was in this weird place that most developers never found about, and so they didn't join.
But, didn't have a lot of people.
But the idea is that we're upgrading that. We're leveling that up to Stack Overflow and trying to turn it into something that is not just about getting a job. It's about learning about companies. It's sort of this directory where you can go and see sort of who's working on interesting stuff. Or you find a programmer.
Right.
You click their profile, and now you can find out, you know, who do they work with. And maybe you'll be interested in working with them, or maybe not. Maybe you'll just browse this to find out kind of who's creating cool things.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. And so we're seeing a lot of that. It's been pretty cool. There's another set of groups that I'm not quite sure about. So one of the bigger groups right now is Italian programmers, which is a bunch of programmers who are Italians and who want to join this program.
They made an
Italian programmers team. So this, I would
say, is that's going to have a lot of people.
It is. So it's obviously going to be a big group. I'd say this is sort of on the edge of like, is this what we want? Is this what we want people doing with teams? Is this going to be a useful team? So what I like about this is it's a way for people to kind of get this badge on their profile and be like, I am a part of the Italian programmers.
This is something that I kind of thought would happen to the team pages, is that it would evolve in much the same way as Facebook groups, where people start making groups for things like programmers against high taxation.
Humanity.
Or programmers on open source project Foo, or programmers who think Ember.js is stupid.
Apologies to the Ember.js community.
And so you could actually join a bunch of teams based on, you know, a bunch of different ways in which you, you know, groups that you associate with, ways that you identify yourself.
Yeah, I think this is actually an interesting process question for us, right? So,
I mean, LinkedIn is full of that, right? Like, everybody's in 8 different LinkedIn groups.
Are you in any? I'm in no LinkedIn groups. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Although you'll notice LinkedIn groups are separate from companies.
Yeah, they are. They are. But
like, so LinkedIn groups are meant to be affiliative.
Right. But we don't give people an option to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think this is actually an interesting question, sort of, as you're doing newer stuff, right? Is what we knew coming in, I think, we don't know exactly what the right boundaries are. So we don't know yet what types of groups will be problematic or, like, you know, dilutive or get in the way.
Yeah. We may have to delete certain groups.
And so we know we don't know the right answer. And I think when you don't know the right answer coming in, there's sort of two ways to do it. So one is you can start by really limiting it to stuff you're pretty sure will work or is important. So we could have said, for now, they're only for companies or official teams in companies. And we're going to do that and try and see how those work. And then we'll expand it. We know it should go broader. We don't know how broad. Another way to do it is to kind of start with almost no rules and kind of say, you create any team. We're going to see which work and which don't. We want to warn you, some types we may not keep. And I think for this iteration, at least, I don't know if this was right or wrong. I think what we landed on, and a lot of credit to a ton of the people working on it, and Thomas, the PM, who's kind of been trying to get this version out, landed on a little bit of, we kind of put in guidelines and said, we're mostly looking for groups that work on some
on
kind
of
software.
Code. Yeah, that's what our site's all about.
Right. And we're not really looking for like affinity groups, like people who love birds, but also are programmers.
I'm going to make that.
But we put them in as kind of guidelines. And we said, we're going to probably impose some rules eventually. I
don't think
this for now.
Who you love is really relevant to what groups you should join.
No, it probably shouldn't be.
No.
But one of the things I think we've seen on Q&A and the sites is you generally don't want to try to create rules to prevent problems you haven't seen yet any more than you have to. It's kind of better. Give some loose guidelines.
We just page fault in the rules.
Yes. Steer
and that's
the right
why
way.
Trolls are so useful, because they try to figure out what rule you haven't made, and then they violate it. And then they say, there's no rule against that, is there?
Because all trolls
I don't think so.
Are also rules lawyers, as a general rule.
Well, it's a class of troll.
Yeah, but I think we landed on the right. And so is our Italian programmers good or bad for the team's system ultimately? I think we don't
know.
Oh,
you went there.
Well, no, David brought that up. I think we'll see. I think it might prove to be a very valuable group. It might prove to be sort of confusing to what teams are supposed to be. And I think it's kind of better to, we gave some guidelines and we'll observe what happens. So we'll be interested.
So anyway, the team's page beta is still going on. That's going to be in beta for a while. It's going to go to a public beta, but it's still going to be called beta because there's a lot that we need to figure out there around how are these things going to be validated and moderated and verified and so on, and what are the things that are going to go wrong. And there's lots of other features we want to add that we might explore, which are like better integrations and things like that, being able to put your GitHub on there and be able to, you know, all these things. And the Q&A stuff that we started to talk about with the community and then back down a little bit because we haven't thought all the way through that. So anyway, if you'd like to be a part of that, you can also sign up for the Teams beta at a link that we will provide in the show notes.
Hey.
I think one last thing on Teams is there's going to be more features, right? So we don't know which ones exactly yet, but right now it's mostly kind of a grouping and a description.
I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb here and predict. It's just a prediction.
Well, that's what
we're going to
want
to use team pages so that you can ask questions of a team that are not suitable for Stack Overflow.
Yeah, that's one of the things we talked about with Meta, and I think something interactive like that, I think we'd certainly like to get to, where people can learn more about what it would be like to be on a team or how they do stuff. I don't know if that'll be the first one. Like, I think it would make...
Or just to ask questions about the technology the team works on that are just not too localized for Stack Overflow.
Yeah, and actually part of what we're hoping teams can do is kind of fill in some of the gaps of things that people wanted to do on Stack Overflow but couldn't, for good reasons. It got in the way of Q&A.
Yeah.
But where it actually is a legitimate way for developers to learn more. So, you know, whether it's asking people how they did something or how they approach a problem, or for teams to just share, you know, we have a little bit of this of self-answer questions, but a lot don't work well for this, is where a team wants to share, like, we tried this, this failed, we learned this, we did it this way, and then other people can really learn from that. And I think you take that, like, documentation is another example of where we're trying to attack these things at the periphery that didn't belong in our Q&A system, but people, I think, correctly thought our community would be good at solving to teach other developers how they were doing things or what they'd done. So it's pretty exciting. I think we're going to get some of it wrong up front, and we're going to figure that out. And I assume it'll be a lot like Q&A, where some of the assumptions we made, right, Joel, you've spoken about this a lot, where the community sort of said, nope, wrong, use it for this other thing, and kind of teach us what it needs to evolve into.
Yeah, I kind of remember some of those things. So number one was the whole too localized, the whole not constructive. We renamed those things. None of them are called that anymore. But the idea that you shouldn't ask a question of which the answer is a shopping list, or you shouldn't ask an opinion question, which is better, A or B, are things that never occurred to anybody when we launched, that you wouldn't be allowed to do those things. You could always do them on forums. And we came to realize that when you did something like that, you produced a whole bunch of content on the internet that was useless and worthless. It was sort of a write-only format. If you say, which is better, Emacs or VI, then what you get is a lot of people typing and nobody reading. And if you ever read that, you'd want to kill yourself. And if you ever found that as a result of something that you found, you know, you were trying to find some answer to something on Google and you found that discussion, you know, captured in amber, as if it were important, and you read it and you finally realized, wow, I just wasted a lot of time reading a bunch of nonsense that did not in any way inform, entertain, or anything me. And it was a long time. Like, we never thought a priori that when we started Stack Overflow that those kinds of questions, opinion questions, would lead to garbage that we didn't want and should be deleted. But eventually we discovered that, and then we told everybody, okay, these are no longer going to be allowed. And some of those things were discovered by the community, some of them were discovered by us. But it changed. And I think the same thing you can expect from any new thing that we launched, actually knowing how it should be used, what should be allowed, what shouldn't be allowed, is something that you just have to try it and see.
In fact, even the place where our community tells us, right, how to fix things was sort of community demanded, right? We didn't do it and they created it elsewhere.
It's kind of interesting. We started with a contradictory idea on that. One is, hey, we got tags, so why don't you just tag your question Stack Overflow and we'll answer the question right here. You know, if you want to talk about Stack Overflow, talk about it on Stack Overflow. And at some point, I mentioned to Jeff Atwood that one of the failure things that I had seen in discussion groups is that every 2 weeks, if you fail to do anything about it, somebody will join the discussion group, discover all the features that the discussion group software does not have, and immediately say, hey, I've been here for the last couple of weeks, and I've noticed we need the following features and this thing, we need that thing, and so on and so forth. And it's always very amusing to the person that just joined 2 weeks ago, but to everybody who's already on the community, they see this every 2 weeks from the newbies, and the newbies disappear, and they're sick and tired of hearing about it. So... you know, and the other problem sort of is that the discussion forum itself is off topic for the discussion forum. If you're here to talk about Harley-Davidson bike buckles, then talking about the Harley-Davidson bike buckle discussion forum software is off topic and not interesting to people that are talking about bike buckles. So it's by definition off topic. And so I mentioned this story on, you know, podcast, let's go with 8, to Jeff Atwood. Somebody should. I've been asking if anybody wants to volunteer to listen to all the previous podcasts. Sorry.
I don't volunteer.
Anyway, just Google Harley-Davidson bike buckle. I mentioned that to Jeff, and he's like, oh, yeah, you're right. And so he launched Stack Overflow with a very strict rule, no talking about Stack Overflow. And he's like, it's off topic. And so they didn't. And then we made User Voice, but then we just had too many people for User Voice. And so it was just overflowing with lots of people saying the same thing. And that's when we realized we needed Meta. And I've told the story many times. It's like a bedtime story, especially with my this cold that I have.
It is. It's sort of
mesmerizing.
Sort of soothing.
Soothing. It's hypnotizing, actually. When you wake up, you will have a new thing for us to talk about on this podcast. Okay? One, two, three.
David's flapping his wings like a chicken. I don't know what happened when I was out, but Joel is very good at hypnosis.
That was good. That was good. It's amazing, this show. This is literally the best podcast you can get.
I have a question.
Literally.
You're not just sick. You're also on cold medicine, aren't you? It seems quite clear from your assessment.
Well, do we have anything else to talk about? Can we go? Do we have any guests?
Alex.
Any callers?
We have Alex.
Producer Alex, what's new? He's still trying to swallow it.
I got nothing.
The beef jerky. Well,
no, I finished my beef jerky.
You've gone and wasted another hour of your life listening to Stack Exchange Podcast 3 Score 9, recorded Tuesday, November 10th, 2015 at Stack Exchange Headquarters. This podcast has been brought to you by the Lake Erie Soda Water Company, planning to pump healthful soda water that will aid the digestion of all New York City residents. For Jay Hanlon, David Fullerton, audio editor David Greenlee, remote desktop connection producer Abby, who's been disconnected, and local desktop producer Alex Miller. I'm Joel Spolsky. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's just the way it is. Changes. Things will never be the same. All right, let's rename documentation now.
How about examples? I think we should call it examples.
No, that's already been discussed. Now we need a new name.
Toots, I thought.
Also,
DocuToots. DocuToots.
Rejected.
Ducks.
DuckTales.
DuckTales. Woo. Ba ba da da da.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Let's solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales.
Woo. Da da da.
You guys are better than I thought at that stuff.
Back a cappella. Boom.